Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Happy Saturday, and thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it. You know, we've talked about it, and you know, we're going to talk about it. And we're probably going to talk about it, and today we're going to talk about it again, and that is talking about buying a house. And maybe I'll add a little bit on selling a house in here today, too, because I think it's important. A lot of people are selling and buying homes, and the market is such today that if you haven't heard, it's a definitely, absolutely 100% a seller's market. However, There just are so many people out there who want to buy homes. Part of the reason that our market is so hot, and you hear on the news and they're talking about, you know, this or that, and homes are unaffordable and da 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 da, and they don't even take into account interest rates. You know, and you talk about the difference between the average rate over the last 30 years, which is like somewhere in the sevens, compared to today, which is considerably lower than that, like ridiculously much lower than that, it's unaffordable. It's not unaffordable. It's actually one of the most affordable times to buy a house that there has been because of the low interest rates. And so as you're thinking about this, and then along with that, I apologize, along with that, one of the reasons that we have so many people out there wanting to buy homes is 33 years ago, it started about 35 years ago, and it runs for another 2 or 3 years. We had a huge increase in the birth rate. And the average, I know this seems weird, what is this guy talking about? Well, there was a big increase in the birth rate. And so because of that, those people are hitting age 33. The average age of somebody buying their first home is 33 years old. So is it any wonder the last couple of years we've seen a huge increase in people buying homes and seen a lack of inventory? Now, the other nice thing is that we have very low interest rates. So a first-time home buyer, I mean, when I was out looking at homes my first time many, many, many years ago, the house we bought was $150,000. Most people at the time were buying first time home buyers were $80,000 to $100,000. So $80,000 to $100,000. So let's say $80,000 to $150,000, $200,000 was the first time home buyer. Today, $80,000 isn't even in the range of anybody as far as a first time home. It's very, very few, not anybody. That's not fair. There are people who buy $80,000 homes. It's not easy to find those homes. That price range is incredibly hot. The $150,000 to $200,000 range, a lot of first time home buyers are going in there. I have not seen the statistics on it, but it is a tremendous amount, even up to $300,000 or $400,000 or even $500,000 for first-time home buyers, because the low interest rates are making that price range more affordable. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and look at $500,000 houses, and as we've talked before, you don't want to go look at anything until we talk about pre-approval, run through the numbers, make sure you know what you can afford and you know what you're comfortable making a payment on. Again, the best way to contact me is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. All my information's there. You can contact me directly from the website, or you can email me, call me, text me, right? You know, all my information is right there. So people are having trouble right now finding homes because there's so few homes on the market. So what can be done? What are you going to do? With the lack of homes on the market, what are you going to do? Well, there's two solutions that I can think of. One is to build a home, and that can be a good solution. In fact, I spent 11 years working for a new home builder, and you know, so I understand the new construction. I understand new homes, and I understand obviously the financing of those homes. So that is one solution. There's good and bad to it. There's the time it takes to build the house. You know, there's living through the construction, not only of the house that you're building, but of all the homes around you once you move in. If you're in the start of the neighborhood, you know, there's the nails that get in your tires and the mud that gets on your car and your dog, you send it out to run and it's muddy in the yard and all those things. You know, those are the negatives. But on the other side, you get a new house. It's got your paint, your cabinets. You know, it's your house. So there's good and bad to both of those, or to buying a new home. But that is one option. And the other piece, I guess, on that is the builders are behind because the market is so hot. You know, the building market's hot. The resale market's hot. Everything is hot. So there's a lot of building going on, and like I said, it's a good option. It's an option you can certainly do. We can finance new construction. We can, we can do that. So, you know, if it's something that you're interested in, just let me know. But another piece that you can do, and we've talked about this type of mortgage before, is you can find a home, and these homes aren't selling as quickly, and they're selling for less money, and it gives you some opportunity. I think this product gives you opportunity to find a home, have more options to buy the home, get a better price on the home, and make the home exactly what you want, but be in an established neighborhood without all the dirt and mud, with a yard already in, and all the benefits of an existing home, but you can make it new. Now, how can you accomplish that? Well, we think it's very simple. We call it Fix It Mortgage, and we believe it's the way to go if that's what you're looking for or if you're having trouble finding a home. And with Fix It Mortgage, the tagline is, we let you buy it, fix it, and love it. So Fix It Mortgage can be the way to go. Now, how can this help the market, according to the Housing Wire? The Housing Wire is talking about this. The housing stock age seems shows a desperate need for new construction. So the housing stock is very old. And in Indianapolis, I think the average age is like 40 years old. It's incredibly high. So there's a lot of older homes out there that need updating, they need repair, but they need updating. They may need new kitchen. They may need new baths. They may need new flooring, whatever it is. And because of that, this has caused, you know, and the new construction is not keeping up with the demand. That's the big piece of, you know, desperate need for new construction, but they can't keep up. They're way behind. They can't keep up. So Housing Wire is saying that new construction is not keeping up with the demand, and it has caused a surge in the remodel market, and that's what we're talking about, the remodel market. But the majority of the housing stock is much older. And in fact, about 38% of the current housing stock was built before. 38% of the current housing stock was built before 1970. Now, that's a long time ago. I was only 10 years old then. That's a long time ago. And the share of new construction dropped considerably even in the last decade. It was 11% in 2006. So 11% of all homes sold in 2006 were new construction. And in 2016, it was only 4%. It's only come up to like 5.2% in 2020. So we still have a huge lack of new construction. And you can make an old home new. So the aging housing stock tells us the tale of construction industry that continues to fall behind in the number of new homes built each year. The median age of an owner-occupied home is currently 37 years old. It's older than that in the Indiana area, but 37 years old. And that's according to the 2016 American Community Survey from the National Association of Home Builders. And it hasn't gotten newer because in 2016 to 2019, they didn't really build many new homes. And it's still very low compared to where we were back in 2006, 7, 8, when we were at the boom of new construction. This is the same age the association reported last year for 2015. However, it is up 6 years from 31 years in 2005. So that's, you know, if you think about it, that makes sense. 2005, 6, 7, you know, the market was hot. Then the crash came. Home builders didn't build anywhere near the house. There wasn't as much demand. So the housing stock just got older and older and older because the new stock, the new construction wasn't being put in there. And that really hurt that piece of the market. Now, because many homes are growing older and new construction is not keeping up with the demand, it has caused a surge in, like I said, the remodeling market, according to the report. And as a home price continues to rise, many homeowners like yourself or home buyers also turn to home improvement as an alternative to moving, or maybe as the way to buy a new home, an existing home that you can make new. You know, up on the break, so after the break, we're going to talk more about how to buy an existing home and make it new.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday. We're talking about, you know, how you can, in this market, how you can buy a home or maybe just remodel your, you know, redo your current home so you don't have to go out in this market. You know, the market, the housing market is hot, hot, hot. It's a seller's market out there. But there are some deals, and that's what we're talking about. If you were looking to buy a home in this market and you're willing to do a little bit or have work, not you do it, but have work, you know, buy a home that isn't perfect and you make it perfect, there are some deals out there. There are ways to find homes that you can do that with and get a deal on the house. And the way that you do that is through a product we have called Fix It Mortgage. We can help you, and this is, I'll talk about buying it first. You can buy a home. We can finance the purchase, the fix-up cost, you know, minus your down payment, and then have the home fixed up. So in all, in one full swoop, you can buy the home, fix it up, move into it, and just have one mortgage, and that's all you did. And it is a great way to do it. You can also, if you have an existing home and you decide, you know what, we'd rather just fix our house up. I know you watch, if you watch any of the fixer-upper houses, it's amazing. I watch some of them. You see the deals they can get on houses. They go in, they buy a house. You know, they may add a second floor. Well, you could do the same thing to your house with this product. We can do that. I have somebody who they're just adding on a wing to the house because they needed some extra bedrooms. Great thing to do. Increase the size of the home, increase the value of the home. So this is the way. And they're staying put because they can't replace their land. They can't replace where they live. They love where they live. They love the land. They're on acres. They love the setup, but they want a bigger house. They need a bigger house because they have a few kids that they didn't have when they bought it. So they needed to do that. If you're the same way, this is a great product. But let's go, you know, and let's look at it. And this could very well be you either looking at a house or looking to buy a home. Did you know, in fact, 38% of the current housing stock in the U.S. was built before 1970. Not now, before we're talking about after 19, this is 38% was built before 1970. That is old. So if you're living in the house and you haven't updated it, and this is something that I don't understand, but I know it happens because it happens to me. You sit there in your house and it kind of gets old around you and you don't notice. You're just comfortable with it. You know, it just... We're looking to remodel our kitchen. We've been in our house, to give you an idea. I've been in my house for over 30 years, and we have the same kitchen that was in the house 30 years ago. Now, what were we thinking? I mean, that kitchen is probably 40 years old, and it needs updating. And we got comfortable with it, and that's kind of what happens, I think, for a lot of us. We get comfortable with it, but when you start looking at the house, especially now when we're stuck in our houses a lot more, we want nicer space, we want a better space, and it is a good use of money to, and along with that, I don't want to forget this, our houses have appreciated considerably. You know, last year, 2020, they said the houses increased by, I think in Indianapolis, it was over 8%. This is huge. The year before that, we were again over 8%. Houses are increasing in value very quickly. It gives you the ability in a home that you're living in to fix it up and use one of these products and not overspend and do the things that you want to do. If you live there a while, it's just going to keep appreciating. you would expect it to, and just become more and more valuable by the by what you did to the house. If you're looking to buy a home, you can and you're having trouble finding a house, this is a great way to find a home and be able to get a bargain on it and then make it your own and increase that value. So when you go to sell, you have more equity.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, Sam emailed me the other day and he was asking me a few questions about refinancing his home and pulling some cash out to pay off some credit cards. He actually had two credit cards and a car loan, and this is what he wanted to pay those things off. And he wanted to do this because he had a child going off to college and they needed more cash flow monthly. And this is a big reason why people, one of the reasons they need more cash flow. And I've seen this more and more with COVID, because people are wanting more comfort level with this, with doing this. And because of that, we need to, you know, with Sam, what we had here, we had a current home value of $380,000. That's what he thought his home was worth. He only owed about $230,000, and he had had his mortgage he had 26 years and 3 months remaining on his mortgage, and his rate at the currently was 4.375. This is not unusual. I get lots of people at 4.375, 4.75, rarely over 5, but a lot of people in the 4% range. He had credit card and a car loan. Altogether, he had $52,000 in credit card and car loan. So if you add all that together, he needed a new loan of $282,000. Now that's 74% loan to value. That is certainly something that we could, you know, that you can do. We can go up to 80% loan to value. Now we were able to lower his interest rate considerably. I mean, huge. We were able to, we went back to a 30-year, and remember what his objective was, is to put all this debt together, and he wanted cash flow. And we gave him an additional $800 a month in cash flow, which made a world of difference while his child is going through college. And it meant the world to him. This is a way we need to manage the mortgage. You need to manage your mortgage. We tend to refinance. Many people refinance for one reason and one reason only: lower my interest rate, sometimes to shorten my term. And it's actually a debt tool. It can be a great tool to manage your debt, especially if you happen to have a lot of debt. This Sam saved $800 a month that was going towards paying debt that now he has. So he has that $800 to pay for his child's college and, you know, help with that cash flow. So it's extremely important. If you're in the same type of situation, whether it's college or you just need more cash flow, or you've just, with COVID, you've gone through this and you're just, you know, worried about the cash, you know, cash flow, and you'd rather have a lower monthly payment, or whatever reason you have for looking at refinancing, you know, please get with me. Go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and we can walk through it. We can see what we can do. We'll put things together. I'll put a debt consolidation report together, or it could be we put a monthly savings report together. Whatever it is that as I talk to you, we figure out what you want to accomplish, what your objective is, why you want to do what it is, refinance, whatever it is. We want to know, we want to understand, so that we can guide you and give you the proper solution so that you can pick the one that's best for you. Normally I give 3 to 4 options and solutions because you're the one who has to pick it. I just want to make sure that you have great options, understand them, so you can make that decision. So please go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com and contact me. But let's get back to the fix it mortgage option and you know, as it relates to our housing stock and how old these homes are out there and how old you may have one. I do. My home is actually, I'm not sure, but we think it was built around the 1900s. So I've got an old home, and And even in my neighborhood, where my house was moved to my neighborhood, so it was actually picked up and brought to the neighborhood. But so a lot of the houses in my neighborhood, you know, it seems to me they aren't that old, but I mean, we've been there 31 years, so they're 35, 36, 37 years. There's some newer ones because they didn't all sell right away, but they're getting there. And so you see a lot of people, you know, getting that their houses remodeled, changing things because they need updated. They're getting old and they want to update. And there's a lot of value. The increase in our equity and the low rates has made this a critical time to do it. It is a critical time if you're thinking about doing it either on a existing home or, you know, if you're out, and I'll stick a little bit more to the purchase, but if you're out looking to buy a home, this is a great way to find a home at a bargain and then make it what you want it. But remember, 38% of the housing stock was built before 1970. I mean, that's incredible. And the growing market for renovation is allowing many older generations to age in place. This is another big deal, as it is not millennials or Gen Xers that are living in the homes built before 70s. It's me. It's baby boomers, you know. And about 57% of the homes built before 1970 are occupied by homeowners age 55 and older. So they're baby boomers living in their homes. We've lived there a long time, and we have equity. And if we don't have the cash or we don't want to use the cash that we have, like, I mean, listen, I'm sorry, but if I can't invest and earn a lot more than what I can get on an interest rate today, then I should pay cash for my renovations. Otherwise, I should finance or refinance, either do a fix it mortgage, or if you have a ton of equity, you can just do a cash out and get the cash to do the, but if you want to improve your house, if you want to do this, it makes a ton of sense if you're out there. If you're looking at, and I said I'd stick with purchases, I apologize. The purchase is you can just get so much more home and do the renovation. When you go out looking at homes right now, and this is what I've seen. I've seen some houses with 10, 12 different home buyers making offers. I've seen homes going for, you know, considerably over the listing price with the offers. I've had people who have done escalation clauses, which means what they do is they go to buy a house and they say, we'll offer list price with an escalation clause and we'll allow it to go up to $10,000 or $5,000 more than list. So if anybody goes 1,000 over, we immediately go to 2,000 over or whatever it is, up to $5,000. So you can get into that war, that's perfectly fine. It's still a good deal. You can still do that. Or if you're willing and you have some vision, you can buy a home that needs work. You can get a deal, a much better deal on it. There aren't as many people trying to buy them. And you can then fix that home up, and you can do it all at the same time. You know, it's very easy if you're in an apartment or you're renting right now to do that, because you don't have to move out right away. You can buy the home, you can fix it up, and you can move into it all done. Or you can buy the home and have it fixed up while you live there. You know, a lot of people do that. You know, we're going to redo our home, and we're not going to move out of our home to have it fixed up. We're doing our kitchen. What's one of the things we're going to do? We're not going to move out of the home. We'll live around it. And maybe that won't be that pleasant, but the finalization of it will definitely be a great thing. And we're, you know, that's something that I think everybody should look at. It really does make a big difference, and it makes your home more livable. You know, we were talking about, you know, homes occupied by homeowners 55 age and older. The 56% of the homes built before 1970 are owned by people 55 years or older. On the reverse side, about 70% of the homes built after 2010 are owned by Gen Xers and millennials. But even as the U.S. struggles to build enough homes to meet the rising demand, some markets are booming. You know, and all markets right now really are booming. At least our markets are. We don't really care about, I mean, we care about the rest of the country, but we're not going to talk about the rest of the country. In Indianapolis, I don't know. There may be a market that's not booming, but I have not personally seen it. And I haven't had any real estate agents tell me that there's a market that's not booming. You know, Freddie Mac has an article about by the single family team Could lenders hold the key to the aging housing stock crisis? So they see it. Freddie Mac is one of the two major conventional lenders. It says older homes have charm and character, but they also come with their fair share of problems for both homeowners and communities. With the median age of owner-occupied homes at 37 years and climbing, it's become increasingly clear that aging housing stock is both pervasive and has tentacles reaching into other issues, such as the affordable housing shortage, energy conservation, and natural disaster preparedness. A widespread refinance boom spurred on by new financing solutions could be part of the answer. That's what we're talking about. Okay, fix-it mortgage, part of the answer. You have an older home, buying an older home, this is the way to do it. This can help immensely, and it can really make a big difference in your life. Many options for financing renovations ignore a large segment of the current and potential homeowners. Ironically, those most likely to buy or live in aging homes, such as the elderly, low to middle income, and first-time home buyers in urban and rural areas, also, as more American families choose multi-generational living arrangements where at least two adult generations or of grandparents or grandchildren younger than 25 live under one roof, renovation and financing offers opportunity to custom fit homes for this borrower segment. Okay, lenders could have a far-reaching impact on this and other housing challenges simply by educating home buyers on the renovation financing alternatives that make home renovation possible for a broader segment borrower. This is what I'm talking about. This fix-it mortgage is incredibly important. So, and this works, like I said, if you have a home or you're looking to buy a home, this makes a tremendous amount of sense. I hate to keep harping on it, but it's one of those things I've just been surprised. I've talked about it. I do quite a few, but I just really think that there's a lot more people out there that could benefit by this product and benefit by either fixing their house up or by finding a home, buying a home that needs the work. So what kind of work can you do but with this type of product? You know, you can't build a house with it. Beyond that, there's not a tremendous amount we can't do. There is some things we can't do, but there isn't a tremendous amount we can't do. So you can do as little as, hey, I'm just going to replace some flooring. I'm going to, finish a bath. Maybe you're going to, little things like that. I want to put a new roof on, needs a new roof. I need to do some other repairs. Those things can all be done. Or it could be, I want to remodel the kitchen. I want to add, a new area. I want to build a second floor. I want to put bedrooms and build a whole new area. I want to finish my basement. I want to redo my kitchen. I want to add a garage. All those things can be done under this product. So what does it really do? What does it mean? Basically, what you do is you call me, email me, contact me, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. We'll walk through the product, how it works, give you the basics on it so you have a pretty good idea. And if you're buying a home, we'll show you how that works. We'll put everything together. When we do a pre-approval for it, we actually put a pre-approval together with basically two pre-approvals, one for the purchase and one with the renovation, so you can give that to the seller so they understand what you're going to do. Sometimes they actually like that their house is going to be fixed up. So it is a great option. I can't encourage you enough to think about the Fix-It Mortgage. Go online, go to Hardworking Mortgage Guy, contact me, and we can talk about it. And again, I thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday. Have a great rest of your weekend.